"Room 11's free, Harry," said Fudge. "I think you'll be very comfortable. Just one thing, and I'm sure you'll understand. I don't want you wandering off into Muggle London, all right? Keep to Diagon Alley. And you're to be back here before dark each night. Sure you'll understand. Tom will be keeping an eye on you for me." "Okay," said Harry slowly. "But why? Don't want to lose you again, do we?" said Fudge, with a hearty laugh. No, best we know where you are. I mean, Fudge cleared his throat loudly and picked up his pinstriped cloak. "Well, I'll be off. Plenty to do, you know." "Have you had any luck with Black yet?" Harry asked. Fudge's fingers slipped on the silver fastenings of his cloak. "What's that? Oh, you've heard. Well, no, not yet, but it's only a matter of time. The Azkaban guards have never yet failed, and they are angrier than I have ever seen them." Fudge shuddered slightly. "So, I'll say good-bye." He held out his hand, and Harry, shaking it, had a sudden idea. "Minister, can I ask you something?" "Certainly," smiled Fudge.